Joe Biden's son, Hunter, has acknowledged his struggles with alcohol and cocaine abuse. President Trump has lashed out against him because of it. That kind of public attack can add to shame and isolation for people suffering addiction. NPR's Brian Mann has more.
During the first presidential debate, President Trump attacked Joe Biden, in part by inaccurately attacking the character of Biden's son.
Hunter got thrown out of the military. He was thrown out, dishonorably discharged.
That's not true.
For
it wasn't dishonorably.
Cocaine use.
That's factually wrong. Hunter Biden received an administrative discharge, not a dishonorable designation, from the Navy Reserve after he tested positive for cocaine in 2014. He's spoken openly about his struggle with addiction, telling the New Yorker magazine last year, "It's like a darkness." During the debate, his father, Joe Biden, responded to Trump's attack.
He made a fortune.
Gentlemen,
my son. And he didn't have a job.
My son, like a lot of people we know at home, had a drug problem. He's overtaken it. He's fixed it. He's worked on it. And I'm proud of him.
But after the debate, President Trump's son, Donald Jr., doubled down on the attack, calling Hunter Biden a crackhead during an appearance on Glenn Beck's right-wing talk show.
And you don't think they would use that over crackhead Hunter? Like, you don't think that we need leverage over Joe Biden?
Eric Garcia is a journalist himself in recovery from alcohol and sex addiction. He wrote about the attacks on Hunter Biden in the Washington Post, arguing the president is legitimizing the use of a disease as a political weapon.
To hear the president of the United States say, this is a legitimate political smear or this legitimate political talking point shows that he thinks that this is the way to attack. This is a character defect.
Experts say stigma can be a life or death issue for the 20 million Americans who suffer addiction. According to the National Institutes of Health, 75% of those people never get help. Research suggests shame and stigma play a big part in that.
Words change the way that we perceive those with this disease.
Gary Mendel heads a national addiction recovery program called Shatterproof. He says the kind of stigma reinforced by these political attacks on Hunter Biden will leave more people reluctant to get help. He lost his son to addiction in 2011. Brian Mendel was 25 when he died by suicide after wrestling with his own shame.
I've never had to wonder because he wrote about it in a note to me. He talked about not being looked at as normal.
Drug overdoses killed more than 70,000 people last year. According to federal research, treatment could have prevented many of those deaths. Addiction is now understood by scientists and healthcare providers as a treatable illness, but Mendel says that's only possible if people like his son feel safe getting care.
He lost hope that he could live in a world where, as a young man, he could develop a disease, get science-based care in a healthcare system, get better, and live a full and fulfilling life, managing a chronic illness, no different than someone with diabetes.
There's no data, no polls or surveys to tell whether this issue will matter to voters. But the addiction epidemic is hitting families especially hard in some of the battleground states like Ohio and Pennsylvania that could decide the presidential election in November. Meanwhile, anyone needing help for substance use disorder can go to a national website, findtreatment.gov. Brian Mann, NPR News.